Shannon Airport is expecting to increase passenger numbers by 100,000 people this winter, largely as a result of new investment by Ryanair. The airline is adding a number of new routes to destinations including Madrid, Madeira and Lapland, as well as offering increased frequency on several other services. Mary Considine is the CEO of the Shannon Airport Group and she joins us now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Petula.
For some time now, it's been argued that the passenger cap at Dublin Airport could benefit Shannon. Are there signs that this is actually happening?
Well, I think we've seen strong growth in the regional airports, and particularly if you look at Shannon, we've seen strong growth for the last 2 years, and indeed we're forecasting similar levels of growth again this year. But I think what's really important is that we have an aviation policy that recognises and supports the strategic importance of connectivity into our regional airports, because it's good for the national economy and we play a vital role in really rebalancing that national aviation landscape.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain that for us in real terms? I mean, you've been seeking a change in government aviation policy for a while now. Can you outline what exactly it is that you're looking for?
Well, I suppose there's a couple of things. First and foremost, the review should include a change to the regional airports programme where the threshold would be increased in line with EU state aid rules. So that would allow airports under 3 million passengers to apply for grant funding for vital infrastructure. The other thing we're asking government is to recognise the strategic importance of Shannon Airport to the country. It's a national state asset and it needs to be recognised and supported. And we've seen the very positive impact of the growth in Shannon, because it supports not only more services to our airport, but it supports jobs in the regions. It supports that vital tourism. And we know that 70% of the jobs in tourism are outside the Greater Dublin region. So it's important to have the direct connectivity in to bring tourists into the country. And we are the access point for the Wild Atlantic Way. So it is really important that we're supported and we can continue to grow connectivity, because it's good for the whole country.
There has been, as you know, renewed controversy about the US military's use of Shannon. Can you understand people's concerns in that regard?
I think we're very sensitive to that, and we also recognise the right of people to protest. But our role, first and foremost, is to run a safe, secure operation, and we do that in line with government policy, and it's something that we're very cognizant of, and safety and security has to be paramount.
Right, so if the government policy changed, you would change?
Well, we operate to government policy.
All right. Mary Considine, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.